JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, National Youth Parliament reconvenes, and later a parent month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Are you interested in speech, drama, dance, music, traditional folk forms, culinary arts, or creative writing? JCDC training workshops are now underway in all parishes. So come out and enhance your talent. Get trained by the very best. Let us help you improve your skills. Check your nearest JCDC parish office or www.jcdc.gov.jm for details on all workshops.
The National Youth Parliament of Jamaica was started in November 2003 as a non-partisan initiative aimed at giving young people from across Jamaica a forum to express their views in the House of Representatives. This week, the Youth Parliament reconvened after a 7-year hiatus. About 70 youngsters gathered to discuss issues impacting them and debate matters that affect the nation.
Motions relating to the sitting of the House.
The absence of psychosocial care for students within the school system has contributed to the marginalization problem.
Unless these issues are addressed in a long-term sustainable manner, it will be difficult to increase.
But Mr. Speaker, I will expand it.
Mr. Speaker, the education system should see the setup and adopt a system of psychosocial care.
Honourable members of this House, Mr. Speaker, I thank you.
Issues discussed include youth unemployment, climate change, and the care of students in schools. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid was present to address the youth parliamentarians. He said the sitting was intended to introduce the participants to the tenets of governance and urged them to use lessons learned to ensure a democratically sound future for Jamaica.
This experience will not just be a one-off experience. It must be a call to action that you will be inspired, you know, in the great words of John F. Kennedy. Ask not what our country can do for us, but what we can do for our country, if we want Jamaica to be great.
Speaker of the House, Pernell Charles, also urged them to take their roles seriously.
This is a very serious appointment. As parliamentarians, we are leaders. We're also called to a life of service. Service to our communities, service to our nation, from a bedrock of parliamentary life.
Mr. Charles also commended the makeup of the House, pointing out the reasonable gender balance. He challenged the young people as they seek to become advocates to be fair, firm, and fearless. Realizing Outcome 5 of Vision 2030 will restore a sense of security and safety in our society by reducing the level of crime and violence, as well as civil disturbances in communities. To learn about the plans for the country, visit vision2030.gov.jm.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Now it's time to take tips on being a good parent. Get involved in your children's lives. Ask questions. Know their teachers, friends, and other persons they interact with on a daily basis. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.